Well, greetings. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and you're listening to the Traditional Naturopath Podcast. I wanted to come to you today to just give you a little something to think about. Fear makes you sick. Now, I'm going to back that up with some information, but I want you to think about that. Fear is an emotion, and it actually goes deeper than that. Fear actually comes from the spirit of man more so than the mind of man. Now, I don't want to get too deeply into that, but you can research it out for yourself. Fear drives people. Fear affects your metabolism. It actually affects your body. Now, fear can surround you. Life itself can be scary for people. It can cause them to be anxious and fret and have all kinds of emotional issues regarding fear. Now, your mind has within it chemical properties that change if you get into fear. Fear kind of trips a switch in your mind that affects the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis. Okay? It activates the hypothalamus into releasing corticotropin-releasing factor, CRF, into the nervous system. The CRF then stimulates the pituitary gland, causing it to secrete prolactin, which is a growth hormone, and androcorticotropic hormone, which is ACTH. This stimulates the adrenal gland and causes it also to release cortisol, which is responsible for helping the body maintain homeostasis when your brain experiences fear and assumes that a threat, you know, in the wild, like a bear is attacking or some animal is attacking, your brain assumes that threat requires the nervous system to react. That causes the adrenal glands to release epinephrine and norepinephrine, which increase your pulse, your blood pressure, and it affects other physiological responses. Now, the secretion of these hormones lead to just a variety of metabolic changes all over the body. Blood vessels traveling to the gastrointestinal tract. Your hands, your feet constrict. That constriction drives blood deeper into your body, so to speak, the bulk of your body. While vessels traveling to the heart, large muscle groups, the brain begin to dilate, preferentially shunting blood to the organs that will help you get out of an emergency situation. Your pupils will dilate so that more light can get in. Your metabolism will speed up in order to jolt you with a burst of energy. And it begins to break down fat stores and liberate glucose into the bloodstream, again, to give you energy. Your respiratory rate will increase. Your bronchi will dilate, which will allow more oxygen in. Your muscles become tense and ready to sprint away from that danger that your body senses. Stomach acid will increase. Digestive enzymes will decrease, often leading to esophageal contractions, diarrhea, or constipation. All of these effects come about because of fear. Now, granted, that's an extreme example of a fight or flight response when your body senses extreme danger. But living under that fear, that can cause all of these changes to occur in a lesser level. And those changes do affect how your body functions. Fear can drive you. Fear can affect you. Now, I want to remind you of what the Bible says in 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Now, taking that thought and breaking it down, if you are driven by a spirit of fear, then you lack power, you find it hard to love, and you do not have a sound mind. Do you see what I'm saying here? How this works? The reason I bring this up, fear can affect your body physically in such a way that your immune system is diminished. And that in turn can lead to sickness, can lead to your immune system not being able to ward off, whether it be a virus attack or a bacterial attack or whatever. Now, I saw something recently that made me chuckle, but it also got me to thinking about these various topics that we're talking about right now concerning fear. It showed a reporter asking the Amish, why aren't you having as much of a problem with COVID-19? And the Amish man with the beard standing there, of course they have no use of technology. They don't have television sets. They don't have various things that we take for granted in a modern technological society. The Amish man said to the reporter, well, we don't have TVs. As if that answered the question. And in fact, maybe it does. Because you see, we're being presented fear daily. We're being told to fear daily. And that fear, as I said, begins to change you to be less able to ward off a problem from a pathogen. Fear, in a sense, can become a self-fulfilling prophecy concerning your health. If you're concerned about COVID-19, to the degree that you are in fear about it, then it can begin to affect your physiology and put you in a position where you would be more susceptible to the activity of the virus. Now, don't get me wrong. You should be taking reasonable precautions. You should be, for instance, building up your immune system. There are things you can do to build up your immune system. For instance, the herb elderberry can be very beneficial. Zinc can be very beneficial. There are formulations that are available that will boost your immune system naturally. All of these things are good. But one of the key things that we can forget if we don't pay attention is giving in to fear. What happens to our body when fear overtakes us? So I just wanted to take some time, just a very brief program here today, to encourage you not to walk and live by fear. Look at what is good in your life. Look at what is blessing in your life. Your family, your health, all the things that are going well. And maybe be a little more like the Amish and turn off that TV. I saw another cartoon that had a man on the TV with his newsreader position and his paper in hand. And he says, what can we do about the fear that's gripping the nation? And the man watching the TV reached over and turned the TV off and then looked into the camera, so to speak, and grinned. That's one of the great ways you can fight fear. Turn off the voices that are telling you, oh no, we're all going to die. Now, the sad truth is, there are those that have died, and there are those that will die. But what puts us in a position to resist that outcome? Not fear. Not oppressive fear that grips the soul. God has not given us a spirit of fear. It doesn't come from Him. But He has given us a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. And that's what we need to be using to think through these things and to live a life that is free from fear. We're not to have such great anxiety in our life because it will drive us. It will harm us. It will affect us. And I know this isn't a switch you just turn off. But do the things that you can do to achieve homeostasis in your body. Do what you can do to achieve peace. Now, for a lot of people, that comes from study of God's Word, the Bible, and a relationship with God. Others go different directions. As for me, I will follow after God. That's my personal stand. I find peace, I find rest in the truths of God's Word. Now, this is not specifically a Christian broadcast or message through this program of the Traditional Naturopath. But I will tell you that as for me, I rely on the Lord Jesus Christ for my strength, for my soundness of mind, for my love in life, because God is love. So I'd encourage you to check into these things, study these things, give yourself over to the peace that comes from not leaning toward the spirit of fear. And I trust that this discussion we've had has helped you and has made you more conscious of the fact that we are not to be living in fear. Whatever that takes, you need to do what is necessary to live above the fray and turn off the voices that are out there, and they are out there, that tell you that you should fear. You have to fear. You must fear. For those voices are not true, and in fact will lead you to a path that will diminish your natural physical health. I trust this has helped you. If so, I'd love to hear from you. But in the meantime, remember that you are the person most responsible for your personal health.